You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Samari Cole gets into an argument with her boyfriend, Rashad Trice, over money she was getting from the father of her 2-year-old girl. The argument gets physical. Cole stabs Trice in self-defense. Trice wrestles the knife from Cole, stabbing her multiple times and sex assaulting her. Cole gets away, runs to a neighbor's apartment for help. Trice and Cole's daughter disappear.
Nancy, Trice stole Cole's car and took 2-year-old Winter Cole Smith. A frantic search began, and Trice led cops on a high-speed chase, resulting in a crash. But Winter was not found in the car with Trice. Helicopters and canines continued searching for 3 days before Winter was discovered in an alley, strangled to death with an iPhone charger.
Rashad Trice, 26, now facing 20 charges, including murder. You've heard of Gone Girl. Well, what about Gone Goat? A show goat at a South Texas rodeo escapes his pen last week. Searching for him is now a favorite pastime of Raymondville, Texas. Local businesses donate nearly 90 prizes worth more than $5,000 for tips or the actual capture of the missing goat named Willie. Possible goat tracks spotted in a cotton field are the most recent clue to Willie's whereabouts. We're hoping for his vast return. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Following an hour-long standoff, a woman and her 3 children have been discovered dead in their Oklahoma home. The victims' names weren't immediately made public. As Sydney Sumner with Crime Online tells us, this may have been a murder-suicide.
According to Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation spokeswoman Hunter McKee, the standoff started in the small community of Verdigris, a suburb east of Tulsa, when a police officer traveling along the street noticed fireworks coming from the garage of a residence. The officer discovered a woman and 2 children locked in a garage after observing what Police Chief Jack Shackelford described as a Roman candle flare. Shackelford says another woman claimed she had brought a 2nd child to the house for a supervised visit when she was stopped by an armed woman who snatched the child and imprisoned her together with the 2 other kids in the garage. Several law enforcement organizations, including a SWAT team from the Cherokee Nation, surrounded the home. Officers entered the home and discovered the adult woman and 3 children dead from gunshot wounds after a 3-hour standoff during which there was no response from anybody inside.
The ages of the 3 children are thought to range from a few months to about 11 years old. Following a shooting at a South Florida Walmart that left 1 person dead and another injured, 3 people have now been charged. According to a Miami-Dade police report, the dispute between 2 groups at the Walmart in Florida City, located approximately 25 miles southwest of Miami, devolved into the shooting. 25-year-old Steve Leston now stands accused of attempted criminal murder and second-degree murder. Both 21-year-old Jamari Hodge and 20-year-old Roberto Acevedo have been charged with battery. Police have stated they are not looking for any further suspects. Now to New Hampshire, where the state attorney general says forensic genealogy and DNA analysis have helped solve a more than 40-year-old murder case. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
New Hampshire Attorney General John Fornella says that sadly, solving the case does not bring with it the satisfaction of seeing justice. The man who murdered 23-year-old Laura Kempton over 4 decades ago died himself of an overdose in 2005. Fornella described the investigators' finding as bittersweet, but emphasized their resolve during a press conference in Portsmouth, where the murder occurred in September 1981. It was then that, after attempting to deliver a court summons for parking meter offenses, a police officer discovered Kempton dead in her apartment. She had a phone cord wrapped around her neck and an electricity cord around her ankles. Her head was covered in blood, and an autopsy revealed that she had suffered a head injury. According to police, Kempton, a student at Portsmouth Beauty School who worked at a gift shop and ice cream shop, was last seen entering her apartment alone after a night out with a friend. Fornella says that Ronnie James Lee, a security guard, is the man authorities believe killed Kempton.
Years later, evidence found at the scene, including a glass bottle, a pillow, and a cigarette butt, revealed a male DNA profile.
Teresa Van Dam helps her daughter, Sophia, pack up her Sumter, South Carolina home for a move back to mom's place. The next day, Teresa heads to work, while Sophia and her 2-year-old son, Mateo, begin to unpack. When mom comes home, Sophia, Mateo, and all their belongings gone. Meanwhile, back in Sumter, a neighbor calls police saying she saw, quote, 2 guys and a little kid, but not Mateo, park Sophia's car at her old home. Teresa Van Dam says she thinks her daughter was afraid of her boyfriend. Sophia and Mateo now missing over a month. If you have info on this mom and son, please call Sumter Police, 803-436-2700. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.